Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. I'm sure most of you have seen the viral videos that have been going around online. If you go to my Facebook page, you will see it there. The Niall Boylan Show page, you'll see it. You'll also see it. Actually, we didn't put it up on the Classic Hits one because I don't believe it's appropriate to some degree. But in the videos that's going around, it's on WhatsApp, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter. Cars are being used in a dangerous, reckless race in a West Dublin community. This is in Cherry Orchard last night. And they were left to burn in the local park following the shocking scenes that many people would have seen in these videos. There's a lot of different angles. There's God knows many videos out. That's the way social media works nowadays. The Garda vehicle was rammed during the carnage. We saw two cars racing dangerously while crowds of teenagers, it looked like, there was one or two adults I think I seen there, but mainly teenagers, cheered them on while they were ramming the Garda cars, or Garda car, should I say. While there were no injuries reported, Gardaí were appealing to witnesses to come forward last night. And the Garda car was rammed after officers responded to reports of dangerous driving in the Dublin suburb yesterday evening. And footage of the incident shows the cars racing up and down Cherry Orchard before one of them rams the Garda car twice. Onlookers could be heard shouting, "There's the Garda! Ram them!" as the Garda arrived on the scene. Now, the incident happened just after 7:30pm yesterday evening when Gardaí were alerted to several cars being driven dangerously in the Cherry Orchard area. Now, reacting to the footage, should I say, last night, the president of the Garda Representatives Association, Ben O'Connor, said this footage may shock a large proportion of the public, but for this association, this is a stark example of an all-too-familiar threat to the frontline members we represent. Unfortunately, we are all too aware of what we have seen as diminishing capacity to respond and deal with those intent on wreaking havoc on our streets. He went on to say the issues are complex, but the common thread is a lack of recruitment, investment, adequate training, unworkable protocols and policies, and the retention of experienced and valued Garda Síochána. Our members feel besieged and let down, while lawbreakers and criminals appear to be empowered and emboldened. And that's what he had to say. Now, the local Sinn Féin councillor, Dáithí Doolan, I'll be talking to him in a few minutes. Before I do, I want to ask you how you would respond, or how do you believe we should respond? A lot of people have suggested, and we mentioned it briefly last night just after it happened, that parents need to take responsibility. Because they're children. They are mainly children. And they need to take responsibility. Some people say they should get fined if they're not working, have their social welfare benefits cut. In other words, when you hit somebody in the pocket, it makes them take a little bit of responsibility for where their own children was. In that video, by the way, which I put up on our Facebook page, but I did blur out the faces, there's one child, he's about 12 years of age. 10, 12 years of age. So what do you do? Let me know. Do you believe the parents of children who are involved in this kind of behaviour should have a fine or welfare cuts or whatever it is to try and discourage antisocial behaviour? Or would that be the wrong way to tackle it? Because some parents will say to us, look, you know, I have three good kids and this kid is just a bit wild. I'm finding it difficult to control. It's not my fault. I can't be there 24 hours a day. I can't lock him up. I understand that. So how do you think we should react to these situations? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. But let me go to Dáithí Doolan, local councillor for the area. Dáithí, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Dáithí, you're also chairperson of the Joint Policing Committee in Dublin South Central as well, which means that you obviously have an inherent interest in what's going on here. You've seen the videos. I'm absolutely sure you've seen them. Everybody's seen them at this stage. It's outrageous, really, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's interesting, Brendan O'Connor's comments. That could be a comment from a community, from a resident. The system's broken. There's not enough resources. There's not enough personnel. There's not enough Gardaí on feet on the street. I think he captures it to some extent. What happened last night. But unfortunately, last night wasn't a flash in the pan or a once-off. If you check, I've been on your show over the last few weeks and few months, banging the table around the lack of resources from the highest level of the Gardaí, from the cabinet level. We need at least 30 extra Gardaí in Ballyfermot with 5 sergeants and 3 cars to provide a service that's present, that's accessible and visible in that area. And I said it, this goes back to January when there was a week-long spree of violence with robbed cars, burnt-out cars. I was up there myself, if you remember. Unfortunately, I was attacked, but residents have to live through that.
I remember you were attacked. We talked earlier that day. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that hasn't deterred or distracted me from remaining committed to working with others to turn us around. So I hope the footage that you've pointed a finger at today, lands on the desk of Drew Harris, lands on the desk of Helen McEntee and other cabinet ministers, and they respond not with the usual feigned outrage, but actually were supporting the projects that we have on their table. Ironically, last Thursday we had Minister Roger Gorman, a very good minister, Minister for Integration and Youth Affairs, standing in that very spot where you see the car being manned. We had him out there last Thursday pointing at the debris from a previous night's violence on the Wednesday night, then we need funding to turn this around. So I sincerely hope, this is a moment when Drew Harris, the cabinet ministers, including Roger Gorman and Helen McEntee, wise up and realise what we've been asking for is evidence-based and needs to happen.
Okay, but Dahi, we can have all the money in the world. Let me just say this. If we had a blank cheque, and I remember talking to Tony Fitzgerald, the former Lord Mayor of Cork, only about a few weeks ago, about a similar instance in Cork. And he said what we need to go back to is community policing from a very early age, where we, you know, the community police officer calls to somebody's door who may be causing a few problems at the age of 12 or 13 years of age, has a chat with them. The old days, the old way we used to do it, and stop it before it actually happens. Now, that takes a generation. That takes a few years for that to actually be implemented. And you are right. We need more guards. We need more community officers. We need to go back to basics. But in the interim, when we see situations like this, and I remember when I worked in another radio station going back 20 years ago, Fettercairn, Jobstown, Killinarden were the places where you saw the robbed cars on a nightly basis. I did reports on it, everything else. I actually got beaten up and ended up in hospital because of it. But the only way I believe now to deal with this, because all those kids have parents, and I know we're going to do the argument of the majority of people are the salt of the earth, and they are, but there was a lot of kids on that green last night. Where are their parents?
We need a solution. We need a solution for tonight. Those residents who live in that area, who were terrorised last night and the night before and the night before and last week and last month, they need to feel safe tonight. Whatever ideas are being bandied around about putting fines on the parents, they'll go through the system. Somebody will pick it up. But tonight, we need Gardaí that are visible, accessible, reliable and contactable in Cherry Orchard. Tonight. And tomorrow night, we need to
But if they go in there tonight in force, then you're going to have a standoff situation.
You're going to miss it. No, we're not, because what's happened is when there has been an adequate response, when there's Gardaí patrolling rather than responding to violence, when they're patrolling, the violence doesn't happen. So what we need to break is the spiral of violence that we saw last night. The Gardaí come in the event of a violence, and if there's an altercation, there's violence, and they have to flee the scene, unfortunately, terrorise themselves.
Absolutely.
And I wish the two Gardaí a speedy recovery. Nobody wants that upon anybody. They're somebody's son and daughter, brother and sister, mother and father as well. Let's remember that.
I know, it's a pretty thankless job. We know
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
Yeah. And they wish them a speedy recovery. I was on to the superintendent today and passed my best wishes on to those two Gardaí. But what we need to do is break that spiral of violence. And one way of doing it is making sure that we have adequate Gardaí on the street. And what's happened at the highest level, and it goes back, former Minister for Justice, hollowing out the guards' numbers and resources. So Frances Fitzgerald, as Minister for Justice, in all her wisdom, downgraded the Ballyferma Garda station. It's not even a full Garda station.
How many cars is there in Ballyferma?
We've one car that's now out of commission.
One car.
What we need is 30 Gardaí, 5 sergeants, 3 cars to make sure that community receives a policing presence and service. It's a middle-sized town. There's 10,000 people in Cherry Orchard. In any middle-sized town, you have more than one Garda car that's now out of commission. And that's how the community feel marginalised, they feel redundant, they feel that they've been ignored, and they have been ignored. So I hope that today, or last night rather, is a wake-up call for those who make decisions that impact on people's lives.
I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. I would probably actually say we need more than that. But in saying that, there are people who are going to say to you, well, there are many other parts of the country, including in and around Dublin, that might own Swords, for example, has a massive population. And I think they've got 2 cars. And their population is multiplied by at least 4 in the last 20 years. I think there's 200. There's more people in Limerick. But we're not seeing the same problems.
No, but what I'm saying to you, Di, is there has to be another solution as well. If you take a step back, if you just let me finish. If you look at the devil's in the detail, Garda numbers have been reduced dramatically in Dublin including swords, since 2008. And Minister Charlie Flanagan, when he was minister, said, in all his wisdom, we're never going to return to those numbers again. And I think that's a terrible statement of intent, because the communities that need the Gardaí the most, the Cherry Orchards, the Darndales, parts of Finglas, they're the ones who suffer the most and have to live with it. However bad it's for me and for you watching that footage, I had people on the phone last night, well into late last night, crying. I had people this morning distraught bringing their kids to school. Another night of trauma. We can't police our way out of it, but they play an integral and central part of the solution. We also need funding. This is a community that has one road in and out, one bus, one shop and two prisons.
But you're not laying any... I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. And you're
I'm glad to hear that.
No, you're 100% right in everything you've said. And I agree, by the way, with the Garda Representative Association, what they've said, you know, the recruitment, investment, adequate training, unworkable protocols, policies, retention of experienced Garda. I agree with all of that. But you are missing one thing. And as well as the state having a responsibility and a duty to keep people safe and keep this kind of behaviour at the minimum, the parents of children, these are children, these are not grown adults. These are 13 and 14-year-olds. The parents have some level of responsibility. It's their area. It's their community.
Absolutely. I think we have a shared responsibility for that here. We all have shared responsibility for our communities. It doesn't fall on the shoulders of any one section. I have a responsibility as an elected representative. The Gardaí have responsibility, parents, youth workers, we all have to work together. I've met with some of those young people who are involved in some of that behaviour, because I can't ignore or dismiss or shake my fist or finger.
And what do they say to you? What do they say to you?
When you meet with them, and they're young boys, tend to be young boys, and when you think, why do you do this? Because they feel safe, they feel excited, they feel part of. Many, not all, but much of their home life is very dysfunctional. They come from homes where there be serious mental health issues, other degrees of domestic violence. There's a high level of drug addiction in that community and the related drug-related intimidation. You and I know that there's criminals in that area who are grooming. They're applying their wares. It suits them to have that level of dysfunctionality in the community. We've raised it at the highest level yet again. We've raised it over the years. Myself and my colleague Angus and Snuddy have raised the issue of serious criminals running the show up in that area. And we've tackled it. We've highlighted it. And we have yet to get a decent response. So when that becomes the norm, the norm becomes dysfunctional. So those young people say, but you're listening, that we can get away with this. It's okay.
It's also about respect, isn't it? Isn't it about respect for authority?
They feel when local criminals can run the show, there is no respect. There's no respect from the state, local government. And I think we need to take this as an opportunity, Niall, to turn this around. This is a moment in time that we need to capture, work together to turn it around. Because I fear that we're at the tipping edge here to go back or into the abyss. And I hope for the people who are living there that we can turn this around.
Okay, one final question, because I know you have to go. The option, or people have suggested, fines for parents of children under the age of 16 who are out at a certain time of the night up to no good, or are carrying on or standing on the green, cheering these on, you know, if they're identified. Do you think that's an option at all?
Of course it's an option. All options are on the table. But is it an option that will work? I doubt it, because what we actually need is to change behaviour. And people will find money for other things. Or go without. And I think what we need to be doing is focusing on the behaviour and simply fine it, the bureaucracy that goes with it. If they don't pay, if they pay after the event, is there interest on it? All these different things. What we really need is a here and now less bureaucratic solution than fine-based solutions. We need guards on the ground that are accountable. We need investment at the highest level to turn lives around in that community. There's a plan on Roger O'Gorman's table. We'll be studying the budget with some intent and seeing is the funding in the budget. If it is, great. If it's not, we'll see another wasted opportunity. And I'm willing to work with all parties and the independents with a clear focus, with laser-like focus, to turn this moment into an opportunity for that community. That's where we need to be.
Okay.
All solutions on the table, but let's be solution focused for the people who live out in Cherry Orchard, because they deserve the best.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me on again. Thank you. Bye bye.
There you go. Well, okay, there's Sinn Féin's view on it and local council. I agree with everything he says, absolutely everything. But I do believe we do need to have a little bit more focus on the parents of those children, because they are children. We need to point this out, they're children. And if you look at the videos, if you haven't seen the videos, they're horrendous. So to describe it to some degree, I'd love to play some of the audio, but I don't want kids to be identified in the air and all that kind of carry on. Anyway, if you look at the videos, they're on my Facebook page. You'll see it. We've blurred out the faces, obviously. But there's kids there as young as 10 and 11 years of age on the green, right? And there's about 70 kids. And when the guards arrive, there's two cars, one up on the green, in the middle of the green, going around in circles doing donuts or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. And there's two cars on the road. and they're up, zoom, 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 up and down. Here's the guard, is she a caller? Ram them. And they're all roaring at these joyriders. Ram them. With that, one of them rams the Garda car. Straight head-on collision. Reverses back. Does it again. The other one is coming from behind. Misses the guard by inches. The guards, clearly fearing for their own safety, you can understand, because if they've no backup, as Dahi talks about, are out of there. They had to go. I don't know what happened afterwards. If the guards arrived back later on, I don't think they did. I think it's just let's leave them to their own devices. They'll get bored eventually and stop. There is no consequences. And the ones that are cheering them on are as bad as the ones in the car. Because they're cheering them on. So where are their parents? And, you know, at 7:30 at night, your 10-year-old is out in the street cheering on joyriders. Come on. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And as I say, I want to say, reiterate it. The majority of people in Ballyferm and Cherry Orchard are good people. But there was an awful lot of bad people there last night too. Let me go to Eileen. Eileen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eileen?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good. Eileen, I mean, that's shocking fun. Have you seen the footage?
You know what? I've seen the footage. I've heard the cars. My own car was robbed in January. It was rallied around the place. Fairly new car.
In the same area?
In the same area. It was right. No, I don't live in that area. I live out on the main street.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You
okay.
know.
Yeah.
But I 100% think there is somebody hiding the cars up there, because my car was hidden for 5 days. They'd done 1,000 kilometres on it in 5 days.
Could you wonder where they'd been, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
And they are only kids. Oh, well, they wrecked my car. It cost me a fortune.
Was it worth getting fixed after they finished with it?
Oh, well, it was a new car, yeah.
Oh, right.
It cost me $7,000. God knows what's going to cost me now. To get it insured. And these are people, there is very decent people in Cherry Orchard.
Yeah.
You have to remember that. There's
yeah.
really decent people, and you're right, it is down to the parents. My children, I myself, born and reared in Ballyfermot, my children are born and reared in Ballyfermot, and they have all done really, really well. So it's what's coming up behind, as Gilligan said, you think I'm bad, wait and see what's coming after me.
Mm.
And I think people are giving out, we've no resources and stuff like that. They're building council houses everywhere. None of them are paying property tax. So you have to pay property tax to give back to the community. So tax them all with their social housing.
Okay.
Don't just hand them to them. Because
if you're renting a house, of course, you don't have to pay any property tax because it's not your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if
you
own it,
something.
Yeah. Do you own your own house in Ballyfermot?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're paying your property
tax. And I pay property tax. Yeah. And I clean up outside. I drove through just about 10 minutes ago. And because my car was robbed in January, they keep laughing at me and beeping at me. And I just got a big
thumbs up. That must be horrendous.
Hanging out the window and a big thumbs up because they know the reg of the car. You know?
So are you terrified they're going to take it again?
Well, they broke into my house when I was there. I mean, so it cost me more money. I got gates. I got this. I reversed my car down to the gates. But I know where the chap lives. I had the name of the fella before the guards did. And the two guards, their hands are tied. If my son was a Garda, I wouldn't want him to go in there.
Yeah,
and
no, I know.
They'll put up, there's two big, JCBs up there now with big rocks. That's not the answer.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the answer.
No.
Because they're burning them out there. And
they'll just ram them into the rocks anyway. They don't care. You know? They seem immune to injury for some reason as well. I mean, when you see the kids of 10, 11 years of age cheering them on, I mean, they're as bad. Because they'll be driving them in 2 years' time.
Listen.
I'm losing your phone there a little bit, Eileen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. The teachers in the school, the local school, what do you have to put up with at 5 and 6 years of age? So that's what's telling you. That's what's coming up behind. They should have some respect from the age of 3. Like, you know, don't throw litter, stuff like that. Teach your children. Don't let the street rear your children. If I can do it, anybody can do it, you know.
And what do you say to the idea of fining the parents, or if they don't work, having their welfare cut? Now, people would say, well, you can't do that. People are already on the margins financially, well, and that will only that'll only make things worse.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I was in a bad way myself years ago. I separated and stuff like that. And I mean, I seen hunger and cold and whatever, and I hid it from my mom and all that kind of stuff. Definitely charge the parents. Mm-hmm. If they're a single parent, tough.
So if they feel, you're telling me if they feel it in their pocket, they might pay attention.
100%. 100%. Like, I would love to go out with the guards. Like, maybe we should get the community guards back. You know, if somebody is worried about our area, go down and sign up, get your guard a clearance, and walk with the guards. Like, don't be putting the guards down until you walk.
I would never put them down in this situation, yeah, because it's a dangerous situation. But Di was saying we need more guards on the beat, right? But if I was a guard, I'd be terrified walking around there.
Yeah, but it's easy for Dahi to say that. I've been at meetings with Dahi, and it's like, build a houses, with no schools, no resources. I said this 10 years ago, that that's going to be a ghetto. And they're building again. It's the wrong answer. You need people, affordable housing, up in that area, that's going to look after the area, and money goes back into the community. Therefore, you've got more guards on the road. We can't keep giving all the time. You can't.
Yeah.
And those parents have been handed the stuff. I'm entitled. I hate that word. I'm entitled.
So in other words, what you're saying to me is, when you keep providing social housing in one particular area and in one place, and you overpopulate it with social housing, you're basically asking for trouble.
Like, and they made a mistake, and they're still building in Cherry Orchard, taking away parks and building. And then you've got kids hanging around. Their parents wouldn't know what a youth club is. You know.
Well, I mean, Dahi mentioned that a lot of the parents of the children involved, now he didn't say obviously all, but, you know, there'd be problems. There'd be social problems. There'd be drugs. There'd be, you know, antisocial problems, domestic violence. And, you know, these kids grow up without a chance to some degree.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to name the guy that robbed my car.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
No, I won't, but... Me, I was going to knock on the door and have a chat with his mother. Like, I wasn't going to be aggressive.
How old is he, by the way? How old is he?
He was 17.
Right, okay.
Right. Now, he was done for other stuff, so he's... I don't know whether he's out or not, but he's locked up. But he wasn't done for breaking into the house, which I was going mad over. But to me, he's...
And was he ever charged with robbing your car or breaking into your house?
Yes, he was charged with robbing the car, not breaking into the house.
And did what happened? Did he get a suspended sentence or something, or did he get at all?
No, he got 3 months.
She's a minor. He's a minor, yeah.
He's a minor, so he would have went to the lovely holiday camp called, you know, the...
Oberstown.
The home, Oberstown, yeah. But his mum, she looks like a lovely woman. Her other kids are perfect. He's just like allowed to do what he wants. I'd say she's afraid of him herself. You know,
I've heard that, by the way, in a situation where you might have a single mum with, say, 2 or 3 kids, or even.
I was a single mum, and
I can't imagine what it would be like to be, you know, terrified of your own child.
Oh, I know, but I mean, you know, I reared my children, and I mean, I got up off my arse. I got a part-time job. I brought them to youth clubs and dancing, and they were always in something.
Do me a favour, just stay there for a second, because Luke, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Luke?
How are you there now?
Have you seen these videos?
I've seen them. I was shocked last night. Yeah, I was sitting on a couch showing it to my wife. I said, not again. Like, you know,
yeah. Same area too, but it's been happening quite a lot in the same area.
Yeah, we've been a witnesses of that in Limerick. We used to live near very rough area down there.
Yeah, look, every county has its rough areas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or, well,
so
areas
you see those things, it's just sad. It's really sad, in my opinion. It's sad that nothing has been done with that. I've seen lots of other situations here. You know, even spotted a comment lately on Facebook that, you know, there was a fellow walking down the street, and his friends from his class actually had bitten him. You know, they were 12 years old. And again, they were minors. They said pretty straightforward to the parent of the lad that, listen, you cannot do anything to us because, you know, we're minors. So even reporting it to guards ended up like, listen, if you're going to keep reporting it to us, it's going to end up worse because they're going to take it against him. So
what do you do with these kind of 12, 13, 14-year-olds that you see standing on the green, cheering on these tow rags, driving these cars? What do you do? How do you stop that?
It is a tough one, but in my opinion, we need a reform and something has to be changed, obviously, probably some kind of referendum run through society, and the law has to be changed,
So where do you put them when you arrest a 14-year-old?
In the Eastern European countries, we've got something called reformatory. I did the research, and kids over 13 years old, I posted a comment somewhere on the Facebook, on your page there, but, kids over 13 years old, if they are well able to act this way, they're way able to understand how the law works. And obviously, they go in front of the judge sentences them to whatever year or 2 years social works plus reformatory plus some kind of jurisdiction, et cetera. So they
so there was like a boot, like a boot camp.
Exactly, something like that,
I think you're probably right, and I think Eastern European countries probably have the right attitude towards it, but I just don't think our Minister for Justice is ever going to approve taking a 13-year-old child off their parents in this country and putting them into a boot camp because they're cheering on stolen cars or they're in a stolen car or whatever. As much as I agree with you, and I think most people would agree, I don't think our Minister for Justice is going to ever approve anything like that.
Yeah, that's the state of mind, in my opinion. I've been a victim myself last 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to get too much detail because it's under prosecution at the moment, I believe. So they've identified the lads, but in the middle of the night, from Cork towards Limerick, in the middle of the night, in a woods, very rural area, stopped by the four guys. They weren't that young, but they were pretending. Pretending guards. Obviously, they stopped my car. I was, awake enough to literally, ask for the badge and run away from the place. I called the police right away, and reported it. So I wasn't the first one actually stopped at the end by those folks, as I was said. But those things are happening, and they're dangerous. Like they're
and
they're burning them at the end. So something has to be done, or even put more power, more...
You are right. I think we need to give Garda Síochána Conn in certain circumstances like this a lot more power to deal with these types of individuals. Thank you, Eileen. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Eileen. It's terrible. And Luke, to you too, in relation to that incident. I hope the individuals are prosecuted for impersonating members of Garda Síochána Conn. Anyway, what do we do? Is it the right idea? Luke believes boot camp. Eileen says more needs to be done. For example, if they're in social housing, make sure they pay property tax. We're building too many social houses in one place and overpopulating areas. With the obvious obvious problem at the end of that is antisocial behaviour. So what needs to be done in relation to these kind of videos that we see, particularly at the moment in Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot, where stolen cars are running around being egged on by local thugs? And that's all they are, young thugs. Do parents need to take more responsibility? Should we fine parents? Or if they're not working, take away part of their social welfare, hit them in the pocket. Maybe then they'll start to listen. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. We have the amount of text and WhatsApp of people saying very similar things. In other words, yes, we should be locking them all up. We should be putting them all in boot camps or whatever it happens to be. Some of your WhatsApp audio messages, by the way, just coming in now.
Niall, I was involved in a hit and run. And basically, the guards told me that there's nothing they could do about it. This same everything in this country will only happen, things will only happen when it actually affects people, like it's affecting the guards now at the moment. People out there every day getting rammed and hit and runs and put across social media and no one cares less. That's just how I think about it. It'll only happen, things will only change when it actually lands on their own doorsteps.
Shay, how you doing? You're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
How you doing, your life?
Good, Shay, you've seen the videos, I'm sure most people have at this stage this morning.
Look, I was only trying to say to your what you call the research, whatever. There, I was in Lithuania a couple of weeks ago for a week's holiday. I was in a town called Klaipeda. I was with my daughter. She's 25. We're in Klaipeda, big enough city, not their main city, but big enough city, big city. And the first thing that struck us was, without going off the point, how clean it was. You wouldn't see a cigarette butt on the ground, not one. You wouldn't see a crisp paper blown across the ground. They've no litter whatsoever. when they come to a traffic light, they don't cross the road till the green man shows up. They'll stand there and they'll wait. Whether there's cars or not, they stand there and they wait. On scooters, bikes, pedestrians will all wait till the green man goes and then they cross the road. You wouldn't see gangs of youths hanging around. You wouldn't even see a policeman. We saw one police car one night about 11:30 going down to the main street. And that was the only police person of law we ever saw in the whole week. But you don't see youngsters hanging around. You don't see homeless. You don't see junkies. You don't see anything. No matter where you walk, and it's all apartment blocks and everything else, no matter where you walk, there's nobody hanging around. There's no dirt. There's no anything.
So why do you think...
I don't know.
Why is it so and why is there not lawlessness, in other words? Why is it so peaceful? Why is it so well looked after? I'm assuming they're not cleaned up. I believe people obviously are not throwing litter on the ground in the first place.
Obviously.
Yeah, so why do you think people, you know, are more peaceful, I suppose, if that's the word to use? Law-abiding.
I was saying to people when I came back about it, they were going, well, up to 20 years ago, whatever, they were under Russian rule. Now, whether they were reared by some kind of a...
Coming to state, yes.
But does that make people be clean and tidy and obey crossing the road and not be hanging around? I mean, one police car in a city in a week. Now, we were out every day, walking every day and every night. It's a lovely city to walk around. And I went out one night about 12:30 for a little while before I went to bed. Just go around the block. It's all like New York, it's all in blocks. And I'm walking around and I saw, the only living soul I saw was one person on a bicycle cycling down the path. One person on a bike. That was it. There was no other sign of life about 12:30 at night. It was like a movie, like an apocalyptic movie where everybody was killed.
Okay, well then how, Shay, do we get to that point without turning the country into a communist country? How do we get to that point? I mean, how do we teach people or, you know, move this on? Because we have a generational problem here now where you have young children who have no respect for the law, clearly.
When you were in school, if you came home from school and you told your father the teacher's after slapping you, what would your father do?
He'd say, what did you do to deserve that?
Exactly. Or he'd slap
you again. And then he'd give you a belt. Yeah.
Right, there you go. You got another slap for two. Even if you'd done nothing, even if you had been innocent, your dad gave you another smack across the back of the head or whatever.
I don't condone going back to that. Don't get me wrong. I didn't do any harm. But I'm
not saying that either.
But what you're saying is we're missing discipline, is what you're saying.
Yeah. The old saying is, where's your child at night? Well, if there's 10 or 12 year olds hanging around watching them cars last night, where's their parents? What were you doing tonight? Where were you? Who were you with? Because they don't seem to care. I had a brick put in the windscreen of my van a number of years ago, dropped from a bridge out in Clonsilla. I came to the windscreen of the van. Anyway, long story short, I caught one of the youngsters that did it. And I called the police. And the next day, the policeman gave me the number of the child's father to ring him about it. So I rang him, because the windscreen cost me £200 that night to get fixed. And I asked the father to tell me the names of the other boys, and he wouldn't. And when I asked him for some of the money towards the windscreen, I was told to F off.
So that's what you're dealing with. But just stay there for a second, because I want to go to Terry as well, because Terry is kind of along the same path, I think. Terry, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
How are you doing, Niall? You well?
Now, obviously, Shay is talking about the old days where, you know, if you did anything wrong, the local guard would give you a clip across the ear, so would your father and so would your teacher. But obviously, a lot of people say we don't want to go back to those days. But so what's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you what, Niall. If I lived out in Ballyferm or around Cherry Orchard, I'd be out with a hurley every night and I'd wrap it around their mouth.
But that's not the answer, Terry, is it?
I'm not saying that, Niall, but it's the only thing that they will respond to. They're nothing but scum. And what can you do? They're not afraid of the police. I'd give them a hiding every night until they copped on. Every night, because that's the only thing that'll get through to them. They're little scumbags.
See, if I was a guard, and I'll be honest with you, you know, I've always said I wouldn't be a guard. It's a thankless job. I wouldn't want to go into an area like that. And why would you want to risk your life?
I'm not saying, of course, I understand that, you know, I get that, but at the same time, imagine not being able to let your kids out to play because of this going on. Your kids are unsafe in their own area because there's these little scumbags. I would have to say I'd go out and I'd give them a hiding every night until it stopped.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't want to be obviously condoning violence, but I do understand the point. I understand the principle of what you're saying, that the only you can only fight fire with fire is what you're saying.
That's it, exactly. It's the only thing that they understand, Noel.
I'm looking here. There's a message here. I'll read it out to both of you. It says, "Hi, Niall. I'm a member of An Garda Síochána. I'd like to remain anonymous. Unfortunately, I don't share the same surprise to view what was shared on social media last night. This is happening on a regular basis in certain areas in Dublin. However, it's just not always recorded or shared so publicly. From an inside perspective, I can tell you that this is a consequential result of all the change that has been implemented in the AGS. I joined this job to police the community and be a deterrent to criminals, but unfortunately I find myself playing slave to a computer like most of my colleagues in regular and community policing. When I do get the chance to head out on patrol, I do so knowing that I will receive a complaint to GSOC in relation to my actions on any given day. I will then spend at least the next 6 months wondering what the outcome of that complaint will be. The system is broken and unfortunately society needs to prepare itself for things to get worse. Gardaí at Garda and Sergeant rank are blue in the face, calling for more cars and more suitable cars for policing. But these pleas are going unanswered. Along with this, the majority of uniformed Gardaí are not trained to use blue lights and sirens. When I saw the majority, I estimate it to be in excess of 90% of uniformed Gardaí at the Garda rank. There are people being paid hundreds of thousands to run this police force, but they aren't doing their job. They are playing politics and trying to appease management in an effort to secure their next promotion. It has to stop." Sums it up, that, doesn't it, really? There's a guard who wants to do his job, but he's afraid. Well, when I say he's afraid, if he goes out and he does something to one of those little scumbags and grabs him with the scruff of the neck or whatever, there's a complaint into GSOC. And there's a video up on YouTube.
If I lived in Israel, I'd have a gang of fathers and we'd be out patrolling every night and bring back the vigilantes, and it's the only way to
Well, bring back the neighbourhood watch. Yeah, that's what it used to be years ago. Sorry, Shay, just very quickly before we get to the break, what are you trying to say?
The other point about it, Niall, as well, is if they decide to arrest this young fella, they bring him to the police station. If they do get him to court, what happens to him?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And a guard has just wasted all his time writing out reports, statements, taking statements, going into court, standing before a judge, wasted a day's work doing that as well. And then the judge goes, a month suspended sentence.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Waste of time.
So what exactly? So the police must be going, what's the point in arresting anybody?
No, I understand the frustration. And I would also understand the frustration when a Garda car arrives in Cherry Orchard last night and he can't call back up because there's nowhere the Garda car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the Keystone Cops, and I say that with respect to the men and women on the front line, but it is like the Keystone Cops. Lads, I have to go to a break. The number's 087-188-0008. Somebody else says, "No, I don't condone going around beating everybody with hurlies." No, I don't think that's exactly what he meant. I don't think he meant it literally. Jerry, you're in Ireland.
Classic Hits Radio.
Jerry, you're in Ireland. Classic Hits Radio. She just gets me every time, Jerry. Sorry about that. Jerry, what do you suggest, or how do we deal with this?
Well, like I said in my WhatsApp message to you, they need to bring in either the army or the ESU or a public order unit, rather than one car or one or two cars, Garda cars, which are I think it was a small little Cadet or something, Opel Cadet. Mm. You need big cars, but bring them in, arrest them, bring them into a thing, and then your talker on the radio, Luke, I think he was from another country,
yep,
about boot camps, that kind of thing, or something similar to that program that's on the RTE.
I know the one where they tell them a hard training,
a boot camp like that. But what we're dealing with here is lack of respect, and it goes. And as a previous caller did say, that it starts in the family and it works through. And then, as you said about the schools and the teachers, I would hate to be a teacher myself, because I don't think I'd have the patience to listen to some.
Imagine those that were on the green last night. There was about 70 kids there. Could you imagine being a teacher in that area teaching those children when they clearly have no respect for authority and no respect for anybody? It looks like
I can imagine it, but I wouldn't like to do it. And also, that poor lady, I think her name was Eileen, who had her car stolen and is afraid.
Yeah,
she's probably afraid to get it fixed because it's going to probably be stolen again.
Stolen again, yeah.
But it seems to me as if there's somebody in this estate, as she said, hiding the car and all these cars that were burnt out last night and et cetera, after they had had their fun in the car. But like I. Coming back to my main point.
But should we find, I mean, Dahi Adulan from Sinn Féin was on earlier on and spoke about policing, and you are 100% right, by the way. We need more policing, maybe bring in the army or the ERSU, which they did, by the way, in Limerick many years ago to sort out when they had big problems and antisocial problems with drugs down there at one stage. But is it a case of doing that? And also, you know, a two-pronged approach that if parents, you know, want to be involved in this, they have to be responsible for their children. And if they're not going to be responsible, we need to find them.
Absolutely, and it does go back to the thing about fining people or cutting their social welfare or something. But another thing is again neighborhood watch. I mean, what
vital?
About
yes, I agree with you.
All the people in that estate come together. A neighborhood watch, community thing. Now, you know. Going out with hurley sticks.
No.
Yeah, it could be intimidation. Yeah, going out.
I don't condone that behavior.
I don't condone going out and actually hitting somebody.
No, you just become part of the problem then, to be honest with you.
Well, okay.
That part, that, you know, I understand the point that he's making, and I don't think he meant it maybe literally, but I think when you start going down that route, you become part of the problem and not the solution, I suppose, to some degree. Jerry, I have to go to break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, that have been coming in as well.
How are you, Niall? Love the show. Sorry you can't come on. Just on the Cherry Orchard incident. I believe that these incidents shouldn't be happening regardless of how many Gardaí are in the area or whatever. It's about morals. And I'm sorry, this might sound barbaric, but it's too easy to get a council house these days, or it was too easy in the past to get a council house and give a breeding ground for what I could only describe as vermin. Because that's all that they are, is vermin. If they were animals, they would actually be put down. Thanks a million, Niall.
Well, harsh words, but obviously he makes the point that when you put a lot of people of the same social class together in any aspect of life, you will invariably have problems. Fact, isn't it, really?
Niall, I was involved in a hit and run, and basically the guards told me that there's nothing they could do about it. This same everything in this country will only happen, things will only happen when it actually affects people, like it's affecting the guards now at the moment. People out there every day getting rammed and hitting runs and put across social media and no one cares less. That's just how I think about it. It'll only happen, things will only change when it actually lands on their own doorsteps.
Yeah, sorry about that, I think you might have heard that one already.
The only way is to arm the guard, you know. Looking at that video, the guards obviously were afraid to get out of the car. If you were armed, they'd run away quick enough.
Well, maybe if you're standing there, you know, with a gun in your hand and then somebody mows you down with a stolen car. I don't know how that would work out.
How you doing, Niall? Yeah, I just said I'd ring in. I was watching those videos last night like everybody else on the social media feed. And there's a friend of mine, and he's an insurance investigator, an assessor. You know, if your car gets damaged or you have a crash or, like in this case, burned out. And he was up in the Cherry Orchard area recently, surveying burned out cars that insurance company sent them to investigate. And a 12-year-old pulled a pellet gun on him to try and hijack his car. That's Clover Hill for you, you know. There's good people in Cherry Orchard. Clover Hill is the problem area in that area. Cheers, Morris.
Thanks, Morris. Thanks for that. Lots of texts. I'll read out some one or two of your texts after break and play some of your messages as well. Hi, Niall. I don't want to come on the air, but I've lived here for 50 years and it's only the start. The more good people that pass away, the more unemployed scum that's moving in. The system is broken because the parents owe 34 million in rents, which is nothing, and nothing is done about it. The kids cause trouble, which nothing is done about. The courts are a joke. I don't blame the Gardaí. Who would want to be stationed in Ballyfermot? That's from a resident of Ballyfermot. By the way, we've had numerous residents from Ballyfermot have contacted us today and they're afraid to come on the air. They said, if I come on the air and talk about Cherry Orchard, talk about Valley Fair and what's going on, they say I'll be targeted. People will know them. Niall, it's down to the parents. Scum breeding scum. I came from South Hill. Had the same chances as these low-life people. I have never been in trouble or jail, and I moved out and have two kids who are doing very well. But if I raised them in South Hill, it would have been a lot harder, of course, because of the people they hang around with. Parents need to show these vermin right from wrong. Absolutely. The number is 087-188-0008. By the way, just very quickly, I'm going to throw it out there in relation to psychics, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. But do you think psychics, is there any credible psychics in this country? Or are they all just frauds? Are they all fakes? And if they are all fakes, some people argue, sure, it's no harm. You know what I mean? Should they make people feel good? You know what I mean? Particularly if somebody's died and they think they've talked to their dead parent. Well, then it makes them feel good. Peter, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Peter?
How you doing, Noel? Long time, no talk.
Nice to talk to you, Peter. It's been a while. Peter. Now, I just to remind people again, because you've been on so long, yeah. You know, you had a dysfunctional upbringing.
Yeah.
And you ended up in trouble. You were one of these fellas standing on the green, probably egging on the stolen cars.
I was probably one of the lads in them.
You turned your life around. You're a better person. You've got good kids of your own now. You know, you've faith in God.
Yeah.
You just completely turned your life around. So you can look from the outside in. What's going through the mind of that 13-year-old on the green when he's cheering on going, Ram the Garda? What's going through him?
What's going through the minds of the people in the cars is that all these people on the sideline cheered. That's all that's keeping them going. Ram and Garda cars. I don't know why one Garda car is up there in the middle of Cherry Orchard when there's two robbed cars flying up and down. It's an absolute joke that one police car would be sent up to an area where they know this stuff goes on. But getting back to the boys that are involved, see that Facebook? That's going to make it worse. You can guarantee now that there's young lads out there now probably going to try rob a car for tonight or tomorrow night just so they'll get themselves on Facebook and just so these people will see them and think, oh, they're mad and they're this and they're that. When you're in that life, all that keeps you going is people saying that you're a mad thing, and when you get caught by the police, it's like another notch on your belt. And that's the way you think when you're in that lifestyle. I'm getting cheered on and everybody thinks I'm mad, and you don't care about nothing else. You don't care about your family. All you cared about was the thrill of being involved in that life, getting chased by the police, and people cheering you on.
And do you have a genuine fear of the police?
No, you don't. You couldn't care less about anybody.
Did you? I mean, when you were sitting in the stolen car, were you worried if I get arrested, me ma'll kill me?
Oh, if I got arrested, the Elf said, batter me.
Did you not care about that?
No, nothing enters your mind. When you're out doing that, the trail of stealing a car, going home in front of your buddies and being the big man, meant more than what a parent would say or meant more than what a Garda would do if they caught you. And that's the way that life was growing up, especially teenagers. And I'm not too far from where that happened. Neither now, you know. Mm-hmm. I live close enough to it. But
I mean, if I was a guard, I wouldn't want to go in there when I see that kind of behaviour. I'm like, we talk about putting more guards on the beat, et cetera, to discourage this type of behaviour. But I can imagine two guards walking around. You'd want big 6 foot. You'd want old school Garda Síochána. You don't want. I mean, I'm not having a go, but you don't want two guards that are 5'4" or 5'6" walking in there, you know, without the skills to protect themselves.
Well, I got to a state in Blanchardstown when this was happening that there was a big Isuzu trooper jeep, and you came in touch with that thing, you'd no fear of ramming you. There was also a very famous guard out in Blanche as well that would catch people, not a bother, ram them straight off the road. But nowadays, they can't even chase after them. Like, if you live in Ballyfermot, every single day, there's scramblers going up and down the main road where kids are crossing from school and all. It's not just up in Cherry Orchard. On the main road, people are flying up and down on scramblers, on the soccer pitches, in the middle of young kids playing football. there's scramblers and all sorts of stuff going on, wrecking football pitches and everything else, and nothing gets done about it. Not one thing.
Because I'm limited with my time here, but Peter, so I mean, you've been there, you've been, I hate to say this, but you've been that vermin, that feral kid. So what's the solution to stop little Peters and Jennies, because there's little girls as well, what's the solution to stop them and discourage them from doing that? Hit the parents in the pocket? More police? What is the answer?
A bang of reality. And you know, I'm always against the parents, because my parents tried to raise me as best they could, but because of the way I was, I jumped out the bedroom window at night and they couldn't control me. Like, so I don't think finding the parents. And then on the other sense, there's parents that are probably like, ah, go on out and do what you want. That's not the way my parents were. So hitting the parents that are already probably not in the best of a financial situation can be hard on a family. Now, look, if the parents don't care, then they'll let the kids do answers. That's right as well.
Well, in a lot of cases, you know, we've talked earlier on to Doggy O'Doole, and he believes that a lot of the families would be dysfunctional anyway. You could have alcoholics or drug addicts, or you could have, you know, I don't know, domestic abuse going on in the families, and the child is the last thing on their mind. But Peter, listen, I shall talk to you more in more detail about it again, to be honest with you, because I think it's a problem that's going to reoccur over the next few days, certainly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Peter.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.